Los Angeles City Council to create $50 million emergency homeless fund. The Los Angeles City Council will create a brand new emergency fund of about $50 million to address its homelessness crisis. Council members passed a motion January 18, authored by Interim Council President Paul Krikorian, to transfer city funds to a new emergency homeless response account, $26.5 million from the general fund and $23.5 million from what was previously set aside for COVID-19 response. The motion passed 13-0. The funds would catapult LA Mayor Karen Bass's Safe Inside Initiative pilot program, which seeks to evaluate citywide encampments and place homeless individuals into temporary and permanent housing. The new account will make spending more quickly available for hotels, motels, staffing, outreach, meals, as well as permanent housing, according to City Administrative Officer Matt Sabo. There is a need for providers that are executing the program, the need to have an account for flexible dollars to be spent quickly without going through the standard process of going through appropriations, Sabo told the council. Sabo said this is a complicated program because of the city's attempt to scale it to include all areas of the city. Within 45 days, the city administrative officer, in collaboration with the mayor's office, must report back to the council with an update on the Safe Inside initiative that includes the number of people currently in city-sponsored permanent and interim housing, the cost, types of services afforded, and the involvement of nonprofit and government agencies. Newly elected City Controller Kenneth Maja spoke in public comment supporting the motion. "This will help provide greater transparency on homelessness spending and metrics on how our city's performing on tackling homelessness as it pertains to the mayor's initiative," he told the council. "Our work will help shine a light on the resources available and what is lacking." Councilwoman Tracy Park of the 11th District also supported it and cited the success of her collaboration with Bass in cleaning up the encampments in Venice Beach earlier this month. "We housed over 100 people, so thank you for your partnership," she told the council. "I do think it's important to further empower with the funds to bring this initiative citywide." But Park expressed concern over the use of the funds in the overall solution of getting homeless immediately off the streets. "I do understand the need for the investment in the long-term permanent solutions, but I'm not convinced that this $50 million will get us where we need to be on that front. Sounds like a stopgap for the service provider side," she said. Councilman Bob Blumenfield of the 3rd District also expressed concern over the fiscal allocation of the program, calling the funds a drop in the bucket for what's needed. "There's not a lot of detail in where the money is going, but we are in this crisis right now, and we want the mayor to succeed," he said. Blumenfield, even though he voted in favor of the motion, also cautioned the council that many of the current temporary housing sites are already full, so there aren't many places for the homeless to go. Bass's Safe Inside program doesn't include a plan to clear encampments through anti-camping ordinances or enforcement, but rather, will encourage people to move indoors and offer temporary housing through the master leasing of nearby motels. Bass said in December the program can be considered successful if there are fewer to no encampments left in the city within 4 years. She said she hopes this plan, along with the six-month state of emergency, which allows for additional resources from the state, will solve the problem. Homelessness increased by 1.7% in the city of Los Angeles and by 4.1% in the county since the COVID-19 pandemic, with the latest point-in-time count showing more than 41,000 homeless people citywide and nearly 70,000 countywide. In Eric Garcetti's final year as mayor, he allocated nearly $1 billion in the city budget to combat homelessness. When he took office in 2013, there were 22,993 homeless people in the city, including 60% without shelter. The motion is another attempt to get homeless people into interim and permanent housing, a repeated effort through various city and county policies, such as Proposition HHH, a $1.2 billion bond passed by voters in 2016 that promised to build 10,000 affordable housing units for the homeless in 10 years. But previous LA City Controller Ron Galperin found the plan largely failed 6 years later due to issues such as a lack in units completed and expensive building costs. In one instance, over $800,000 was spent on a single unit. In a report published last September, three main homeless provider services in Los Angeles, including the Los Angeles Housing Services Authority, failed to spend almost $150 million in federal housing grants between 2015 and 2020, with the unused funds returned to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development,